And the city has decided to use funds for community meetings and brochures giving advice to residents on how to keep the coyotes away from themselves, homes, and pets. Sally isn't sure it's the right solution.
It is good to educate people because there are people being hurt and animals being killed, but you're going to have to trap them. You're ultimately going to have to trap them and move them if the population continues to grow.
Marshall Field, who's lived in the area for 16 years, endorses the live and let live idea.
I think this is their area too, and they're keeping the population down of rabbits and rats, and I think that we should just let them be.
In Calabasas, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.